This is Katie McCowan, and you are listening to the Best Day Ever podcast. Hello, and welcome to the Best Day Ever podcast. I'm Katie McCowan, and I am so glad that you are with us today. We are in season two of the Best Day Ever, and this season we are talking about prayer. I'm really excited about what we're going to talk about today, because today we're going to talk about organizing your prayer time, all the things that go with that. But before we get into it, let me tell you about our guest on the podcast today. Today we have Miss Lily Dunbar. Lily, how are you?
I'm awesome, Katie. Thanks so much for having me on. I'm excited to be here.
I cannot wait for what we're about to talk about. And for those of you who don't know Lily, Lily's burning passion as a writer, speaker, and biblical life coach is to fuel a wildfire of faith in the weary hearted. She starts every weekday by digging into the Word verse by verse with thousands of women as a writer for Proverbs 31 Ministries, First Five app, and Love God Greatly. A fireball at heart, I love that. Lily is energized by singing karaoke in the car with her husband, so I guess that means you're not going to sing karaoke on the podcast. We'll see if we have time for that. But also, and this is crazy to me, Lily, reading 12 books at a time, my goodness. How in the world can you keep up with that? And then, of course, cooking Cuban food for a full house. And you can connect with Lily and grab faith fuel for your day at lilydunbar.com. That link will also be in the show notes for you to access. But Lily, this is so much fun. Thank you for being here today.
Oh, it's so good to be here. You know, I just have a lot on my plate, as you can tell by the 12 books, right?
My goodness.
Organizing my prayer time has been something that I've been having to work on because there's just so much going on.
Well, and that's what I wanted to start with. I love this idea of organizing your prayer time, but tell me more about why it is important to organize our prayer time.
You know, Katie, I have someone in my life that I've been praying for since 1979. This is going to tell my age. So since I was in middle school, I have been praying for this one person. And the Lord just impressed on my heart that, you know, it's a war. It's a battle. You know, I'm praying for lives to be changed. I'm praying for people to be healed. I'm praying for, you know, if I want to see things change, I can't just be like, hey, you know, sporadic. Today I slept in and tomorrow. And I don't know, for a long time, I felt like frazzled in my whole life because I had so much going on. And God just said to me, you know, what's the most important thing? And if you aren't purposeful about it, then, you know, this is how we partner with God, mm-hmm. is we pray, we lift our hearts up to Him in prayer and dependence and say, you know, hey, God, I have this mountain in my life mm-hmm. and I know only you can move it, but I have to just have that, you know, plan. As I like to say, every soldier has a battle plan, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so I guess organizing my prayer life is part of that. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to say that, oh, I'm so organized in my prayer life. My prayer life is just perfect. This is a constant battle, you know? I mean, I'm, you know, and it's funny, I almost feel hypocritical getting on today because this week has been especially crazy and I've had a hard time really sitting down to deal with my prayer time, but you know, I have found some ways to fill it in with pockets of time, even when life is crazy. So I'm excited mm-hmm. About this conversation because I don't think I've talked to anybody who doesn't struggle in this area. Mm-hmm. Everybody is like, how do you do it? And I, you know, these are just some things that I've put into practice. It's not like I'm the expert guru, but I want to share that, you know, we need to give ourselves grace in this area, but we also need to have, I think, a plan to how to organize it.
And, you know, I love how you brought up, because I'm going to say a lot, when I first heard organizing your prayer time, you know, the first kind of word that I went to was focus, because even during my prayer time, I can tend, it's like somehow I start in prayer and then I finish with what I need to get at the grocery store later today. You know what I'm saying? Like, or Or it's like I start with the intention to pray for this person, and then 7 hours later, I'm like, oh man, I was going to pray for that person, you know? And so it's really a lot of times connected with this lack of focus that I'm thinking, man, I need to get organized a little more so that I'm more focused. But what I love is how you took us directly to what is at stake here. That's something that I don't hear as often. We are on a battlefield when we pray, you know, and Priscilla Shire has that great resource, Fervent, you know, about how we are praying on a battlefield, and we have to consider that it's not just going to happen. We do need a plan, essentially a battle plan, and how much guesswork it takes out of it if we have a plan, and just the strategy, if you will, that's involved when we come with a plan. And so I love, the other thing I loved is that, you know, you took us straight to, this is not a how to have a perfect prayer life conversation. That is a different conversation that I don't think either one of us are willing to talk about. And I'm not sure if anybody has gotten that figured out yet. So that's not what this is. Having organizing your prayer life is not the same thing as creating a perfect prayer life. So all of that, we can just get on the table right now and know that that's not the direction we're headed. But thank you so much for sharing that perspective with us. And so, you know, the next thing I'd love to just hear about are some of these practical ways that you organize your prayer time.
Yeah, you know, Katie, there's two things I thought of while you were talking. The first is, you know, you mentioned Priscilla Shire. I'll cover her in a second. But, you know, Jesus set aside a lot of time to pray. You know, he always got up early. He went over. And when I read those scriptures, man, I'm so convicted by that. And so that's another reason why I think it's super important to organize our prayer life, because Jesus modeled it for us, right? So you talked about Priscilla Shire, and I think I don't know if anybody hasn't seen the movie War Room, but if you haven't, you know, just go rent it right now and watch it. But in that movie, she plays a woman who is impacted by someone who really has a really powerful prayer life, and it impacts her life, it saves her marriage, really. And I know it's just a story, but it was so powerful. My husband and I saw it, and we both came home and like, we need to pray more. And one of the things I remember from that movie was that this woman had kind of set up like her prayer closet. She called it her war room, right? And she had like all these post-its. So, you know, just as simple as, you know, writing a prayer request down in a post-it and putting it where you can see it is really a really great starting step, particularly if your life is really crazy, even your bathroom mirror, right? Mm-hmm. Or your fridge or somewhere where you go pretty frequently. I have a really good friend, Joni, and she did like the sweetest thing for me. I had asked her to pray for a specific date that was going to be really impactful to our family. And honestly, it was really heavy on my heart. And I had mentioned it weeks earlier. And the week of this event, she took a picture of the calendar on her fridge, and she had put a post-it on that day with our names on it. And she took a picture of it and she said, I'm praying. And man, that ministered to me. Can I just tell you how encouraged I was to know that she had been mindful? And it also just reminded me, hey, you know, I can use my calendar mm-hmm. for those prayer requests that are, you know, date related. So, you know, I have a friend who's going into surgery, and she sends me a text, pull out my calendar or set it on my phone to remind me to pray, because I don't remember, you know, unless I do it. I try to pray right away when someone tells me something. And then also if it's date related, just use those calendars. So another thing that I'm doing now is, and I got this from another gal as well. We were in a group where we were praying for Lisa Turkhurst was coming to town, and we picked the time of the date that she was coming. So she was coming like January 18th. So every day at 1:18, we all set alarms on our phone to pray for that event months in advance. And so that has been kind of a signal to me. So I've been, like, for example, I've been praying Psalm 91 over my family because we're going through a really hard time. So at 9:11 in the morning and at 9:11 at night, I have an alarm set on my phone to remind me that I need to be praying for a breakthrough in a certain situation. And so just using your phone, because you always have it with you, mm-hmm. is one of the best ways to just start if you're really, really busy. So, mm-hmm. but for me personally, I think it's just setting an appointment with God, you know, getting up, waking up maybe 15 minutes earlier, especially if you're a mama, you know, getting up before the kids and maybe having a chair by the window or somewhere where you go and that's your prayer spot, mm-hmm. Is just a really good thing. Or, you know, if you're not a morning person like me, because I'm not a morning person,
me either,
you can pray after the kids go to bed. So for a season, my husband and I, our grandson was living with us for 2 years. He lived here and there was some issues with his custody that we were really troubled about. And so every night for, you know, a couple of months after we would tuck him into bed and the house finally got quiet,
right,
we would come back to the kitchen and we would sit at the kitchen island. I would just put in like a worship song off my phone, a playlist, and we would have just a moment of just calming down. And then we would pray for this situation. And we made that just kind of a habit between us. And that was just, you know, looking for those moments in time where you can sort of stop. I know you have a lot of carpool time, right, Katie?
I have certainly when school is in there are definitely times that I sit for extended minutes in a line.
I've seen you do Facebook Lives from the carpool lane. So that's why I thought, you know, we're in the car a lot. So praying in the car, mm-hmm. You know, I have to drive when I go down to see my mom, I have to drive almost 40 minutes. So mm-hmm. if I'm in the car by myself, I can use that time for prayer, maybe some of it. You know, I love to listen to the radio and podcast, but maybe the first, you know, the first part of the drive or the drive there, maybe the drive back, you know, setting a part of that time just to pray for my mom, mm-hmm. You know, is something that I need to look at where I can squeeze it in, right?
Right.
So when I used to work, I could pray on my lunch hour when I was working full time. I have a friend who goes on prayer walks when she gets home from work. Mm-hmm. She just puts her tennis shoes on and when she gets home from work right before dinner, sometimes after dinner, she'll go for a walk and she'll pray for her family. She'll pray for her neighborhood, which I was really convicted by.
We have an episode coming up in the next few months on The Best Day Ever, specifically about prayer walking. So I love that you brought that up because stay tuned. If you haven't hit subscribe on The Best Day Ever, do that so that you can hear more about prayer walking in the weeks to come. You know, Lily, what I love about what you're saying, so many things, but what you're doing right now is you're saying, okay, we are making a plan for when we're going to pray. And so you've given all kinds of different ideas for when that can be. But the point is, you decide ahead of time. You it's as though you are scheduling a doctor's appointment and it's on your calendar. And I mean, maybe you don't put it on your digital calendar because you don't like to do digital calendars, but that's what I'm loving about what I'm hearing is that, you know, you said schedule an appointment with God. And so, you know, there's a difference between saying I have this appointment that I am committed to showing up for versus, yeah, no, I need to pray today, you know? And I feel like that's what you're kind of, that's really our starting place when we talk about organizing our prayer time is saying that this is enough of a priority that I'm not just going to wait on time to fall into my lap and then go, oh, look, I have 5 free minutes right now. I'll pray. Instead, we're going ahead and we're saying, when will I pray? And I love that with all of these examples, it does not have to look the same for every person. It does not have to look for the same for you as it does for me or another listener. But the point is, today, we're going to look at tomorrow, or we're going to look at the season of life that we are currently in, and we're going to say, when can I pray? And then we're going to put that on the calendar as we would put any other appointment. You know, my kids have to be to school at a certain time. So I know my day is ordered around the fact that I need to get them to that campus at that time. And we make plans around that in order to be sure that it happens. And so I love all of the ideas that you've given. You've given us so many places to start. And I'd also say this, you know, you talked about if you're getting up a few minutes early or staying up a few minutes later for prayer. And I also heard, as you were saying that, I heard about someone who would even, I guess she didn't have the time before people got up or after people went to bed. But what she did is she had her chair and she would put a blanket over herself. She would put it like over her head and everything. And she would sit in this chair in the middle of the living room. But everyone knew when that blanket was over her head, she was praying. And so, you know, it wasn't this, like we talked about this idea of perfect, like it wasn't this just perfectly quiet moment with no disturbances. But what it was is that her family learned that she was praying during that time. And so I'm sure there were interruptions. I'm sure it took some time for everybody to learn to give her that time if she was under the blanket praying. But even then, like, I think that's such a beautiful example of saying, I am prioritizing prayer. Even if it means I'm going to sit in the living room with a blanket over my head for even just 2 minutes, maybe tomorrow it'll be 4 minutes. I don't know. But just prioritizing it, showing up for it, and then trusting that God will give you what you need when you get there.
For sure. You know, and I think, you know, sometimes, you know, we have to hide ourselves in the bathroom if we're a mom, right? But it's looking for those pockets of time and just looking at your day and thinking, where could I fit it in? Even if my day is crazy busy, you know, I have to drive, I have to go to the bathroom, I have to, you know, I have to do the laundry. I can pray while I'm doing the laundry, while I'm folding clothes. So it's looking for those pockets of time, even on those days where it feels like we have no time, just asking God to give you that creative wisdom. You know, but also it's just keeping your prayer request handy.
Yes,
is really important too. I actually have an app on my phone, which I downloaded like a million years ago. I think it's called the Pocket Prayer Pro app, and I'm sure there's newer ones now that it might be more fancy than what I have. But you know, that way, if someone gives me a prayer request, I can open it up really quick and I can just add it. Mm-hmm. And then wherever I am, even if I'm in the line at the grocery store, I can open up, you know, my prayer app, and I can pray while I'm standing up, while I'm at the doctor's office in the waiting room. Mm-hmm. But keeping them visually in front of you, you know, for a season, my husband and I had, we got on, I don't remember if we got it, you know, where we bought it, but it was like a thing that you hung up on your wall, and it had like little string, you know, little clips on it, and you could clip like little pictures or whatever you wanted on it. And we just put different pictures of our family members up there that we wanted to keep in prayer. And then, you know, during dinner, before dinner, we might, you know, pick somebody off the pictures that were there and pray for them as a family. So it would incorporate, you know, your kids, if you've got kids, making that visual. Is just another way to do it. And, you know, for those of us that like office products, you can create your own personal little prayer notebook, you know, where you have like the days of the week and you have dividers, you have a calendar for things that are, you know, date specific. But for me, I think what has helped me the most is just to limit the number of things that I pray for in a day. Because I used to have this big, long prayer list and then I would get overwhelmed. And so now I give myself grace and say, you know, I'm going to pray for one or two things, and then tomorrow I'll pick it up where I stopped and pray some more. Mm-hmm. And there are some things that I pray for, you know, every day, but I try to limit the number of things that I pray for every day to like, you know, like my top 10 list kind of. Mm-hmm. And then maybe those additional things, like if I want to pray for a missionary, you know, you can pick a day of the week where you pray for missionaries, or a day of the week where you pray for, you know, your church. Mm-hmm. And you spend a few minutes and add that on, but you don't get overwhelmed. If you can't do it, then, you know, I'll pick it up tomorrow and I'll start again, right? There's grace for each day.
That's a great word, because I know that feeling. I've done the same, where it feels like, well, I can't even get to everything. And so you have this defeated feeling and you almost never begin because you're so overwhelmed. And that's not what we want to be when we're in prayer. The point of prayer is not to be overwhelmed because we feel like we can't get to everything. But I love, you know, if we're kind of putting this into steps, that for organizing your prayer life, you know, the first one would be look for the time and that you will pray, you know, be intentional, think about it ahead of time and determine that time that you'll pray, or at least determine to ask God at the beginning of every day, show me time to pray today. And then the second thing that you said was to keep your prayer requests handy. So whether that's an app on your phone, whether that's the notes on your phone, whether that's a prayer notebook, or, you know, you even mentioned like a prayer board where you have the pictures or, you know, and the post-it notes or something like that, but keep those handy so that when God opens that door for time for you to pray, or when it's time for you to pray, it's all right there, ready and waiting for you. It's not like an additional step or anything like that. And I think also, you know, that's, there's something about, like you mentioned, Lily, the visual, having that. Sometimes when I'm praying, it helps me to write, because I think we all have our different ways of processing, but writing or talking out loud, it's funny how I sometimes say things or write things that I may not have been thinking if I were just going to silently pray. And so by having those prayer requests written out, it may even open up more opportunity to pray for things that you may not have even thought about had you not written it down or said it out loud, something like that.
For sure. You know, and I know some people don't like to be on their phone all the time. So I did want to mention that before, you know, before I became like attached to my smartphone, and I had an old flip phone, I used to have my, one of the ways you could take your prayer requests with you is just put them on 3x5 cards and then tuck those into your purse or your diaper bag. And then you have them with you, you know, if you have time on the road or, and that way you have them with you at all times too. So that's another way to sort of carry your prayers handy with you. But I always tell people, you know, if they ask me to pray for something, I always say, hey, can you text me and remind me and just text me really quick? Or I'll even, as you said, open up my notes in my phone and, or I'll even send myself an email to tell myself to pray so I don't forget, because my memory is like lagging when it comes to stuff like so many things in my brain I'll forget. And then I feel terrible because I didn't remember to pray for someone.
That's good. Is there anything else, you know, we talked about these things to just help us get organized in our prayer life. Is there anything else that we haven't touched on yet?
You know, I think it's just really knowing what you want to pray for. Having a prayer focus, you know, even like the days of the week. So, you know, I pray for my, you know, I pray for my husband every day, but, you know, I have a certain day of the week where I pray for my church, and I have a certain day of the week where I pray for my community, things that really wouldn't come up in my mind all the time, but that I want to pray for. So like, you know, like the missionaries that, you know, our church supports, the church provides a list of those and I never pray for them. But if I have a day of the week where I say, I'm going to pray for at least one missionary every Wednesday, then I know, you know, if I have like a little, if you put together a little notebook, or if you have it in the app that I have, you can set things by days of the week. So that's also really fun. Then you can get more prayer time in. I think that's another way of really getting more, more, you know, diligent, I guess is the way, right? With your prayer life instead of distracted.
That's great, Lily. I appreciate those things and those suggestions. I think they're very helpful. And I do want to ask you this as we wrap this conversation up. What about the woman who's, she's going through a really hard season and she's been praying and praying and praying for a breakthrough, and she feels just like she's run out of words. What would you say, you know, as we're talking about having an organized prayer life and all that, what would you say to that woman who's like, I've been praying and feels like I've run out of words and I don't know if it's working?
Oh man, friend, can I just say I am that woman? I have so been there and I am there in many ways, because sometimes you pray and pray and pray, and you just, you know, the situation seems to get worse before it gets better, right? And I have been there where I'm just like, Lord, I don't even know what to say anymore. So this year, I actually have come up with a few things that have helped me with this, because I think I ran out of words finally. So one of the things that I did was I took like a calendar, like on Excel, and I created like a 30-day, you know, pray big calendar, I called it. And you can actually, if you go to my website, my first name's spelled L-Y-L-I. So lilydunbar.com, you can, if you sign up, you can, I have all these prayer resources in a private library for my subscribers, so you can grab a copy of this. But it's just like a sentence prayer for each day that sort of, you know, keep it simple. I think that's what I learned during that season. I don't have to be eloquent. Mm-hmm. I can literally look up and just say, help me, Jesus, today. Mm-hmm. And I have had my prayer time. And sometimes a short prayer is the sincerest one. Mm-hmm. So that was one of the ways that I continued praying, even when it was really hard. Another thing that I do is just a few weeks ago, Melissa Spolstra, who writes on the First Five team with Katie and I, she sent me an email and she said, hey, you know, just wanted to let you know, I'm praying for these family members that you mentioned. And here's a scripture that the Lord brought to mind. And I thought, oh, Melissa's playing the scripture over my family. Guess who she needs to also be praying this scripture over my family? Ding, ding, ding. So I wrote out the scripture. I added it to like a little card with their names on it. I have it on my nightstand. That's another thing you can do, is leave like, mm-hmm. you know, something on your nightstand. So every night I can read it and sort of pray that scripture over them. And also I add it to my prayer app. And then as the Lord brings scriptures to mind for certain things, like if I'm in church and I think, oh, that scripture applies to my children, I'll add it to my prayers for my kid, and I'll let the words of scripture sort of guide me mm-hmm. In my prayers, because I don't have the words. And so, you know, even on a really desperate day, I have been known to open up my Bible. I always go back to Psalms mm-hmm. and Proverbs. And literally, what is David doing? He's like crying out to God, because he is like at the end of his rope. And so I will sometimes just pray through a Psalm, you know, back to the Lord, and just ask him to, you know, to do a work in my life, because I'm lacking those words. And I think God really honors that. I think God loves it when we pray the scripture back to him. Mm-hmm. And then I always try to just think about, you know, Jesus said, you know, the Lord's Prayer. So I, as I'm praying, if I'm struggling, I'll go back to that mm-hmm. and I'll think, what are the elements of the Lord's Prayer? You know, I start with, you know, God, you're holy, you're awesome. You are greater than everything. And, you know, not my will, but your will in this situation. Mm-hmm. And I'm just going to pray about what I need for this day. And here is what it is, and help me not to mess up and to stay, you know, close to you. And so I'll, you know, say, you get all the glory in the end, Lord, you know, and, or I can pray through the little different pieces of the armor from Ephesians 6. Mm-hmm. So there's just using those different pieces of scripture, over our family, over our friends, can really help us when we lack words. If you can just open up your Bible to a piece of scripture that comforts you during that season, and pray it, mm-hmm. Can really be a wonderful, wonderful thing. I've been praying from Ephesians chapter 3 over our family. Mm-hmm. I've read it so many times, but this year it really came to life to me in a fresh way, because I think verse 15, I think it is, it says, the Lord of heaven and earth, who names all the families on heaven and earth. And, you know, there's people that try to define what my family should be. And God is the one who names families. And that has comforted me in just an amazing way. And I just continue to pray that entire passage over my family, know that they'll know the love of God and his fullness, and that they'll be strengthened. And that comforts me. I'm just using God's words back. So that's one way, is using scripture. using a, you know, a sentence prayer for the day was another way I mentioned. I also just, I got some books on prayer, like devotionals on prayer. Beth Moore has a really good book, has like a prayer for each day on a different topic. I used that for a season and I borrowed prayers, if that makes sense. And just reading a good book on prayer can really encourage you and sort of bring you back to life, you know? And I love that you said, Katie, that you write out your prayers, because sometimes when we lack our words, you know, we can't say anything. Sometimes just taking a blank piece of paper and writing "Dear God" at the top and just really spilling our heart out with words can really transform the way that we view a situation, because we've just run out of, you know, verbal words. But then when we try to write it out, you know, our true heart comes out. So, you know, those are some of the ways that that I'm trying to get through this season. It's really been a really hard season for our family. And I'm going to be honest, I've prayed things that God has answered exactly the opposite during this season, but I have to trust that God is still God. And, you know, just like he led Daniel into the lion's den and he let Joseph go into slavery and Jesus had to spend 3 days, you know, in the grave. I can trust that he can bring something fruitful out of this season in the end, and he can turn it around. Maybe not the way that I want him to turn it around, but that there's a purpose for this season. And I just have to keep praying and persevering in prayer.
Lily, thank you so much for just being so real with us today. And I just know that what you're saying, I know that we have listeners who feel so deeply the same things that you are talking about. And I just thank you so much for being willing to be encouraging, even in the midst of the current struggle that you are facing, and for being a part of the podcast today and just being so open with us to share what God has taught you and continues to teach you. And thank you to our listeners for being a part of this podcast with us. And I pray that as you have listened today, that you have grown in confidence to keep praying, to start praying, to be more intentional with your prayer life. And as you do, I know that it will help you live every day as your best day ever. Thanks for being here today.